If you have ever wondered about the history of Christmas stockings and where the tradition began, there are a variety of legends. The one I believe is that Saint Nicholas, the inspiration for Santa Claus, helped a poor widower with three unmarried daughters who could not be married as they had no dowry. Saint Nicholas threw three bags of gold coins down the chimney where they landed in the daughters' stockings. At that time, stockings were always hung by the fire to dry overnight so they could be worn the next day. Now his daughters were able to get married and the widower told everyone in the village about the miracle. This story quickly spread so others followed hoping to get gold coins or treats. Yet another European legend that spread in various forms to become a tradition. Originally the stockings were normal everyday wear, but over the years they have become colorful, maybe handmade, decorated, personalized and used from one year to the next. The significance being they recall the fullness of our lives, the importance of standing strong on this earth as we draw strength from our roots. As a child, my brother Michael and I always had stockings. They unusually contained an orange or tangerine, which originated when those unable to afford gold coins needed a precious substitute, a piece of fruit, rare at the time. Later, gold chocolate coins were part of the contents. Fun small items were normally given. On Christmas Eve, we were told not to come into our parents' bedroom too early. In our excitement, we would bother them well before 6 a.m. But once we were teens and more likely to sleep in, one year they woke us as they could not wait any longer for the excitement to begin. As adults, the tradition of stockings continued, and once my children were born, of course, it became even more fun. Long after the children had grown up and left home, the Christmas stockings continued, and today, more than 80 years later, I still look forward to the fun. Gold coins are not part of the gift, but tangerines or clementines are, along with small gifts of everyday need. Chocolates and fun ideas are all part of our stockings, the contents of which often make us laugh. We usually wake early and take turns making tea to bring up to bed, where we read the newspapers online. This is when we open our stockings, but families vary. Some open them on Christmas Eve, other European traditions hang stockings on December 5th and 6th, and some never have them. But for me, the essentials of Christmas are stockings, Christmas pudding and sharing food, gifts and love with friends and family. In addition, when and where possible, we try to bring a bit of joy to people who may be sad, alone of grieving and have no one else with whom to share. As you celebrate in whichever way you choose, with a festival of lights or Christmas, may you remember the pleasure of rejoicing with others. Of sharing the blessings of generosity, it's a time for thankfulness, gratitude for what we have here in our city, compared with much of the world who are without. This is a time of humility in preparation of moving into another new year. Wishing you a good holiday as you share Christmas or one of the many festivals of light. Until next year, happy Christmas and a joyous new year.